Would you ever say stout?
Stout.
That's your word. That's I knew you talked about the boxes at the store to keep the stout ones. Okay. Would you ever say stout about something else?
Well, sometimes, sometimes you see a person real heavy, built, and you just say they, like I said, well, they really is stout.
Okay. If you knew someone that had a real good disposition, just had a smile on her face all the time, you might say, well, so-and-so is really
happy.
Would you might call her good nature?
Good nature.
Okay. And if you knew someone, probably a teenager, that was going through that stage where they're real tall and they're kind of all arms and legs, they trip over themselves, you might say, well, so-and-so is just so... He's just tripping over himself and can't move
so
very well.
So clumsy.
And if you knew someone that did a lot of things that just didn't seem to make any sense, somebody might say, well, he's just a fool, maybe?
No.
Not that. Talking about the word fool, is that a very good word to use? Is there something wrong with calling somebody a fool, maybe in the Bible?
Well, I wouldn't think so, in a way, because they got it there. One quote of scripture said, a way is so plain to a fool can err, so if it's going to be called in the Bible, I can't.
Okay. Do you have a name for a person that just keeps all his money and never spends anything? And you might say, well, you don't want to go work for so-and-so. He just won't pay you right. He's a real...
stranger.
Have you ever heard somebody called a tightwad?
Well, I hope it's called a stranger.
Okay. If you said, that girl is very common, or heard someone say, that girl is very common, what would they mean by common?
Well, I think, to me, and a person that's real common is, well, it don't, I wouldn't think it actually mean you didn't care, but you just don't have very much get up about your tidy. You don't have too much of tidy about you, you know.
Do you ever use common in kind of a nice sense, or in a sense that, you know, doesn't have any bad idea with it?
Yeah, you can be common and it doesn't have a bad idea, because a lot of people just say for an instance, some people believe in keeping up with different styles or clothes and being real tidy. And some people, it just doesn't matter, you know. They're so they're clean.
But you use it like a sense, maybe where you say the word ordinary? Like
ordinary.
That's just
right.
A common
just
something.
Just a common ordinary.
Okay. If you knew a real old, say an old woman, maybe she's way up in her 80s, but she's active and she does all her housework and tends to her flowers and things, you might say, well, she may be 85 years old, but she still is real?
Active.
And if, say, you had your grandchildren over for a visit, and you'd let them go out and play, it was getting dark, and you were kind of worried about when they'd be back home, you might say you were feeling kind of...
uneasy?
Last night was trick-or-treat, and there might have been a whole lot of children that, you know, started thinking things about when they went by graveyards and places, you know, where you don't normally think of that stuff. And someone might say, that place is kind of scary, I'm really
scared.
They might, another word for scared, they might say, I'm kind of a...
afraid.
And someone might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
was.